The spaceship was round and flat like a saucer. It looked small from the outside, but Tony was surprised at how big it seemed from the inside. The robot turned. Its one big round eye was shining brightly. "You are welcome here, Mr. Redford," it said in a mechanical voice, but perfect English. Tan Lin operated the controls. The robot sat behind her. Through a round window, Tony could see the sea below. They were flying just above the waves, and they were rising and falling with them. "The helicopter is a kilometer ahead of us. It has just landed on the yacht," Tan Lin told Tony. She pointed to a radar screen. In his cabin on the yacht, Shandor was listening to Harlan. There was a worried look on the older man's face, and Shandor looked angry. "What has gone wrong now, you fool?"
"I'm not sure, Mr. Shandor. The operator was programmed exactly as you instructed. It should have gone to the hospital and killed Redford yesterday evening. But it hasn't come back. We've heard nothing from it."
Shandor stood up. For a moment, Harlan thought he was going to hit him. But he didn't. His cold blue eyes flashed with anger.
"I told you there must be no more mistakes."
Suddenly he stopped.
"What's that noise?"
he asked. Harlan listened. At first he didn't hear anything. But then he did. It was a low whistling noise, almost like the wind. But it rose and became louder. Shandor and Harlan ran up to the deck. The strange noise was getting louder and louder. Other men ran out onto the deck and looked up into the sky. The spaceship came in low, just over the waves from the direction of the rising sun. The whistling noise was very loud now. Shandor and the other men put their fingers in their ears to stop the noise, but it didn't help. One by one, they fell over on the deck and lay there stiffly without moving. The spaceship was just above them, turning slowly in the air. The whistling noise stopped, and the spaceship landed on the deck.
"Are they dead?"
Tony asked. They were standing on the deck and looking at the men on it.
"No, of course not. They have been, what do you say, stunned."
"Stunned? By what?"
"By the noise we made.
They will wake up soon with terrible headaches. They will never know what has happened. But Shandor will not be here, and his robots and factories will be destroyed. There will be a strange fire in exactly 5 minutes. This yacht will be destroyed too, but nobody will die," Tan Lin said. The robot put Shandor in the spaceship. Then Tan Lin and the robot put Harlan and the other men in a boat. The spaceship rose from the deck of the yacht a few minutes later. Tony looked down at it from a window. Suddenly, it caught fire and exploded. Shandor was in a chair next to the robot. He was held there by a beam of light, like an invisible chain. He opened his eyes. There was hatred in them. But he didn't speak. It was still early morning when they landed again. They were on a beach near Southampton. There were no people or houses around them. Tony got out and stood on sand. Tan Lin came to the door of the spaceship.
"We must leave now, Mr. Redford. We have a long journey. A very long one."
She held out her hand. Tony shook it. He didn't know what to say. Tan Lin went back into the spaceship. It flew out, low over the waves at first. Then it suddenly went up high in the direction of the rising sun. Tony watched it. Nobody's going to believe this. Nobody, he thought.